Hi, so this is Anusha, and this is my 20-year-old self speaking. And the reason I decided to create this is because when I turn 60 years old, or 50 or 40, I want to know what was happening inside the mind of a 20-year-old self, because I'm no more writing a diary. I cannot write a diary anymore because I'm too super distracted by my phone. If I sit down to write down, a pop-up notification comes up, and I realized how badly I am in clutches of technology. And so this is me trying to just figure it out things. I mean, everything is going perfect, okay? I am organizing TEDx. It's been a dream of my life. But I'm not managing things properly, I feel. Or, I mean, I don't know why I have a self-doubt, but I guess it's natural. If you have a self-doubt, that means you're always trying to constantly improve yourself. And I am also editor-in-chief of a GSL Times magazine. So I just started this in a month of September 2018. I remember the date, September 22nd. I never imagined how the college magazine would be right now. Like, I never imagined that, you know, I would start a magazine, and it's running pretty okay. It's not in the best version of how I have imagined. Like, I wanted people to submit book reviews. I wanted people to submit, you know, movie reviews, food reviews, the places that we have visited recently. All people are just sending us crappy pictures. I mean, I don't like them. Nobody's sending any book reviews or movie reviews or something related to technology or something that is rare, something that people aren't aware of. So I guess build my ideal version of magazine, it's gonna take some time, and for that I have to work on it. So on this upcoming Friday, I've decided that I'm gonna do a magazine meeting, so that on Saturday, so that things go well, so that, you know, they understand what I actually want from the magazine. And what else? ICMR, I got approved. I've got the copy of Proforma, I filled the application form, but I'm fucking too lazy to go to the office and submit it. When I've already done the job exactly a week ago, why I haven't submitted it? Oh fuck, I'm so stupid. My records are uncompleted. I have to complete draw the path to record. I have to write at least 5 to 6 pages of microbiology. I have to complete around 20 pages of pharmacology. Why am I doing things up? And it's making me angry because I'm doing things up. And I'm wasting my time on social media. And I have realized that since I'm speaking this out loud, that I need to really write things down. I really need to write to-do list. Otherwise, I'm gonna forget things. I need to understand the prioritization and time management. I have a third internal exam tomorrow, and it's kind of, I didn't study at all from morning. Yesterday I was busy watching a movie. I wasted my time then on something. I don't know what I wasted my time on. Instead of completing, crossing things off my to-do list, I'm wasting my time and I'm not giving my best performance, and it's making me fucking angry. And then comes Akhil. I like him a lot. I don't know how things will go on in the future. I don't want to rush things. He doesn't want to rush things. But sometimes I just get so much connected to him, and I'm like, oh, I need to call this guy. I miss this guy a lot. But I need to step back and, you know, take it slow, because that's what is supposed to happen. I don't know if I'm going to break things off in the future or whether he's going to break things off in the future, because he said that his intentions are not to break things off. I think I'll be able to convince my parents if his education is good, if my education is going good. I don't know how we are going to convince our parents. I think maybe I'm doing a mistake. But I'm not regretting it, because he understands me so well. He's funny, he's humorous, he's a good guy. We haven't fought yet. I don't know if we'll ever fight. I don't know. He's busy. We talk for 10-15 minutes every day. That's it. Or sometimes 30 minutes. I just realized that, you know, I'm not giving my best performance, and it's making me really sad, angry. Tomorrow is exam. I don't know how I'm gonna write. I know I'm not gonna write well, but if I have this thought that I'm not gonna write well, then I'm not gonna write well. So after 5-10 minutes, I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow at 12:30, and then I'm gonna, you know, sit and study as much as possible and give the exam. It's third internal. It will make me realize where I stand, and I know I don't give a shit what kind of internal marks they send, because they're gonna send the average marks to everyone. People who are getting good marks from the start, they send much better marks than me, and toppers much better marks than me. Fine, that's okay. I just want to pass. I want to get good marks, but I want to prove people wrong. I want to prove people that, you know, even if you do so many extracurricular activities, you can be good in education. But I have this thing inside me that I want to prove people wrong, but I am not doing things to prove them wrong. I am just creating a mess in my life, and my whole damn brain is messed up. I am missing my parents. Oh fuck, I don't know if you're laughing right now, or maybe you're cringing. Is like, oh my god, Anisha, I've gone mad. And yeah, fucking hell, I forgot to say this. You got into Harvard online course, which I haven't touched for the past 3 weeks, and I'm too busy watching Netflix videos instead of watching HMX videos. So yeah, and yeah, I without telling my father, I took 3,000 rupees, which I've spent on study.com for 1 month, and there's also like 500 cut from the credit card for the Netflix. Wow, I'm like, I need to get my priorities straight. I need to understand what I want to do with my life. Otherwise, everything is gonna be fucking mess. Tomorrow, I'm just gonna sleep now. I'm gonna study. I'm not gonna think about TEDx. I'm just gonna sit down and study. And, you know, I'm gonna do this. I know you're messing things up by getting distracted by things which are not important. It's okay, that's okay. You have realized it. You can do this, Anisha. I don't know. I know you're doing things. If you're doing many things, then you need to sacrifice a lot of things. You cannot waste your time if you want to be the, you know, if you want to be in the top 5% of the population, if you want to leave a legacy behind. You have to work hard. You have to do things that nobody else is doing, and for that you need to prioritize, schedule. You need to eat properly, stop eating chips, junk food, and start exercising or meditating. You know what you want to do, you know what is the solution to the problem, but you're not doing it. Look, I know things are not always going to be perfect, okay? You have to struggle a little, and that's okay. You have to do this. You can do this, baby girl. I'm really proud of who you are, but you're not managing things well. And for that, you know what are the solutions. And for that, you need to start working on yourself, on the things that you want to create, on the things that you want to do. Okay? You will be tomorrow exam to read pathology very well. Just give the exam, patho exam, good. Micro, try to complete as much as possible. Give the exam. Don't worry too much. Everything is going to be alright. Okay? You can do this. I love you.